questions for Sam?
How relieving was it to, you know, to walk away from here with a W?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, anytime you can go on the road and win in this league, you know, it's big. You know, especially, you know, where we were at as a team coming into this week. You know, obviously, we knew this game was extremely important. You know, and to come out and play the way we did and walk away with a win, yeah, I think it's big for us.
Seemed like a handful of big hits down the field, vertical digs, Thielen.
Yeah.
Some big plays out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, you know, we kind of knew going into today that, you know, we were going to have some opportunities to take some shots and push the ball down the field. You know, especially early in the game, that's what we wanted to do. And fortunately, we were able to come out there, you know, and we were successful at doing that, you know, and created some explosive plays, which, you know, anytime you can do that, you know, it just kind of makes things easier for the offense.
You talk about the last touchdown throw down by the goal line and the play, a couple plays before that. Was it the same play? Did you go right back to it?
Yeah, it actually was the same play. You know, I think we might have ran it back-to-back or twice in three plays, but, you know, it was just a look, you know, we felt pretty good about. You know, and obviously Rudy did a great job with the sell and coming up with the two catches. You know, the first one to get the first down, and then obviously the second one to score.
Sam, this team was number two in pass defense in the league. Why did you think that you could have opportunity and have success passing on them?
You know, we feel really comfortable in the guys that we have outside. You know, our receivers have played well for us all year, and then just, you know, schematically there were some things that, you know, we felt like we could do this week that maybe we haven't showed in previous weeks, and there were some things that we could do to take advantage of some of their coverage schemes.
Hey, Sam, talk about your offensive line. They kept you clean almost all day long. What difference does that make to be able to stand back there and find your receivers?
Yeah, you know, it's huge. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of those guys. I mean, they played awesome today. You know, not only in the pass game, which, you know, they kept me clean all day, gave me plenty of time to make decisions, but also in the run game, especially, you know, in the second half when we were kind of leaning on those guys up front. You know, they really responded and they played really well today.
How critical was it to go down and get that touchdown at the end as opposed to a field goal?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, that late in the game, anytime you can go down and make it a two-score game, you know, it's a big difference as opposed to making it, you know, a five-point or whatever it would have been. You know, we felt like, you know, we played well today, but we still left some things out there, and it was nice to get down there, you know, inside the five, inside the ten, and punch one in.
So sorry if you addressed it before, but you talked a couple weeks ago about wanting explosive plays. You got three receptions in the first half for 40-plus yards. You didn't get touchdowns, but still, how encouraging is that?
Yeah. You know, we just actually hit on that. But, you know, anytime you can create explosive plays, you know, it just helps. And so, obviously, today to come out and be able to do that and push the ball down the field and create explosive plays in the passing game, you know, I think that was, you know, a big help for our offense.
Stephon said when you came out and said that the wide receivers especially took that on their shoulders, that if you're going to do it, they're going to actually make the play to actually bring these passes down. Did you sense a difference on offense this week coming into this game because of that?
You know, I think those guys have really played well for us outside all year. You know, they've done a great job, you know, taking advantage when we've had one-on-one coverage out there. I thought they did that again today. You know, I think the team as a whole, I think we realized coming into this week that, you know, there needed to be a little more sense of urgency. You know, and I thought it showed in practice. I thought we had a really good week of practice this week, you know, and it was nice to see that carry over into the game today.
Do you feel like your leadership role has changed these last couple of weeks, having gone through what you guys went through early in the year? Did you feel like you had to step up and take a bigger leadership role?
You know, I think I'm still pretty much the same guy, but, you know, I think, you know, each week that I'm here, you know, I get more comfortable, you know, just being around our guys, being able to talk to them. You know, I think they get more comfortable around me, and so it does make it easier to step up, you know, and be a little bit more vocal if I feel like I need to.
Did you think you'd overthrown Diggs on that long one that he chased down?
I did. I was a little worried about that one, but, you know, similar to early in the year in Green Bay when we hit a pretty similar route, you know, he did the same thing in that game. And, you know, just great effort and great catch by him.
And then there was one play where you dropped the snap, picked it up, and then and McKinnon was able to – that was a crazy play.
Yeah, obviously for him just to stay with it, you know, and continue to move and find space out there and then obviously create once the ball was in his hands. You know, it was just, you know, very aware on him or on his part.
Sam, you guys went up 18-16. You really leaned on Jarek there for a few plays.
Yeah.
particularly that third and three where he made that plant cut. Did you happen to see a clear view of that?
I'm not sure if I saw a clear view of that, but, you know, I think in the second half, he and our offensive line did a great job. You know, we leaned on, you know, all those guys pretty heavily, and for them to come out, you know, and be able to do what they did and, you know, create some positive plays in the run game and run the ball the way we did, I think it was great.
As he was making that blitz pickup in front of you on the run that you had, did you get a good sense of how much he did to stop that guy's progress?
No. I mean, I'll probably see it tomorrow. But, you know, obviously, you know, those guys are, they play a big role in blitz pickup. And, you know, for him to be able to step up, you know, take that guy on and allow me to escape, you know, it was huge.
What were your thoughts on Zimmer this week? Were you kind of hoping he'd be cautious? Did you really want him here? What was going through your head?
I think when we all got back in the building, it was just great to have him around again. You know, I think it was tough, you know, not having him last week. You know, obviously, I think everyone in our locker room knows how much he cares about us, how much he cares about this team, and what it means to him, you know, to lead us out there on Sundays. And so, you know, I think just him being back in the building, you know, it just kind of gave us a boost.
Yeah, does that toughness kind of rub off on you? You see him out there gutting it out. He's got the patch over his eye and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, I think when, you know, we see our leader like that, probably risking his health for us, you know, I think it does give us a little bit of motivation to go out there, you know, and play extra hard for him.
He said though, some guys joked with him, called him like I captain, things like that. Did you joke with him?
No, I didn't joke with him. He's kind of scary with that patch on, so I didn't want to mess with him.
Sammy, talk about that sense of urgency. A lot of guys, Alex Boone and even Matt, were saying that when Matt fumbled on the goal line, no one got angry, no one got upset, and sometimes in the past that might have been a frustration point. But was that a difference in a mindset that you saw?
I think so. I think probably a lot of that stems just from, you know, some of the success that we had moving the ball today. And, you know, we knew that if we got another opportunity, we felt good about our chances to go down and score again and put ourselves in a position to score. And, you know, that's what we did.
And what did you guys see from them defensively that made you think there would be some opportunities to go downfield today?
Just schematically, it was a lot of one high. We felt like we could, you know, create a lot of one-on-one matchups. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, with our guys out wide, you know, we feel really good, you know, anytime we can create those.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Who's next?